Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, 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 already into this third hour, we've got Thomas H. Naylor coming on in just about 5 minutes to talk about a move in Vermont to pull out of the union. This is going on in some other states, so we'll look at that for about 20 minutes, then I'll get back into some of the new martial law news concerning the bird flu. Bush is giving us more details, and the $6-plus billion bucks he wants to do it. I mean, the funding's going on right in front of us, and also this new pro-abortion conservative. I'm liberal because I'm against abortion. See, I'm beginning to learn how I'm an evil liberal, evil, dirty, pro-gun, pro-border, anti-abortion liberal, and this new guy, he's a good conservative because he's pro-abortion, just like Roberts and the rest of his anti-gun crew up there. But let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Oregon. Mike, thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome, sir.
Thank you so much, indeed, for allowing me to talk, and your show is number one, and thank you so much again for the truth that you give us all.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir. Two things I would like to talk. One thing that today in Ontario, Canada, actually the Muslims in Canada, they want from the government of Canada that they practice their own Sharia laws, which is barbaric in nature and Talibanic in nature. And the Canadian government today said, no, you cannot do that.
Is that where they march around beating themselves in the head with swords?
Right. I mean, it's ridiculous, and, you know, and now they are suing the government of Canada. I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing I have came up to. And another thing I would like to...
Well, I would just say because of the sanitation and the danger, a bunch of people, thousands of people running around beating themselves in the heads with swords, but bleeding everywhere. And, no, I have to, I mean... Look, if I get a bunch of hate mail from Muslims, so be it. Most Muslims are not into that, but there is a big sect that does like to run around beating themselves in the head with giant butcher knives.
They're Shia. They're Shia. I mean, this is ridiculous. And now they're suing the government of Canada for millions of dollars, or they need to give them the right to bring a Taliban government, a Talibanic nature into the Ontario Canada. And that's not good. And another thing...
Well, wait a minute. The Taliban aren't Shia.
Yeah, yes, but so they're Sunni or Wahhabi.
Yeah, well, the Shia believe that you can only have prophets and leaders who are from direct lines of Muhammad, and then the others don't. Yeah,
exactly.
The Shia are the smallest sect of Muslims.
Yes, yes, and they're barbaric too, like them. I mean, most of them. I mean, the rules and regulations are barbaric in nature. I mean, Canada is a free country, but I mean,
I'm just curious. What is your national origin derivation?
I'm Iranian American, yes, but I don't believe on that, and I believe that.
Are you an Iranian? Are you a Persian Christian?
Yes, yes, yes. I told us they're terrorists number one, and they need to move from Iran as soon as possible. Also,
but let me just ask you a question: who do you? I mean, certainly our governments are importing radical Islam to try to create a problem. It's just like they fund the white supremacists, they fund the black supremacists, they fund the Mechia people. You know, they put this black doctor on C-SPAN and kill all the whites. I mean, they want us at each other's throats, but let me just ask you a question. I'm curious. Who do you think's behind 9/11?
That one is, you know, we listen to you all the time, and we have listened to the Jeff, and we do listen to George Nuri. So the truth is out there.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, listen, I do believe radical Islam is a serious threat, and I'm a Christian myself. You know, we're brothers in that. But at the same time, I think the threat of it is way, way overrated. But, yes, I don't think that's not free speech. Running around, splattering blood everywhere.
Exactly.
Should not be going on. I appreciate your call.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I mean, they'll arrest you in Philadelphia for praying, but you can run around beating yourself in the head with a machete. It's out of control.
Hey,
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this third hour today. And coming up later, we will be taking some of your calls and getting back into some of the news we have not detailed yet. But right now, we're joined by Thomas H. Naylor. We're going to him in a second, founder of the Second Vermont Republic, which is pushing a resolution that the state of Vermont peaceably and democratically free itself from the United States of America and return to its natural status as an independent republic as it was between January 15, 1777, and March 4, 1791, or 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years. Before we go to our guest, just some background. 4.5 years ago, I had a prominent state rep on from Arizona who was moving to pull out of the union, if martial law or gun confiscation began. Now martial law is being set up publicly, and gun confiscation has begun all over the country in different areas, from different guises, especially New Orleans. Ron Paul's talked about that here on air just a few weeks ago. That is the plan. This is not a joke, not a drill, not a game. Bush is seeking almost $7 million to fund this martial law. That is official. Don't have to read that on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com anymore. You can go read that in the Associated Press today. We had New Hampshire was to vote, on September 20th, just a few days after 9/11, it was set. They were going to have a statewide vote, and they had the majority of the counties and the selectmen and mayors about to vote to invoke Article 10 to remove themselves from the union because of all the big spending and government out-of-control behavior. The Republic of Texas, we can pull out here. The problem is it was hijacked by ne'er-do-wells and people who wanted to strut around in general outfits instead of people that wanted to be just mainstream about it and take the country back. That's how you can do this. We have had callers call in, though, that are saying, we heard it last hour, well-meaning guy against genetically engineered foods, you know, wanting us to be able to have choices. He called it sustainability, but then he had to admit the UN is going along with all this. Well, it's owned by the same people. And we had callers, a caller, and I've even gotten some emails and faxes coming in going, well, this Thomas H. Naylor guy, he's for all the sustainability stuff. And when you hear the word sustainability, folks, that means serfdom, feudalism. The big corporations are pushing it. Obviously, I would be for real sustainability. But that term and the term that the government's using are two separate things. So I promised I would ask that out of the gates because we got some response by listeners. Mr. Naylor, thank you for coming on with us.
Oh, greetings, Alex.
You bet. Are you Agenda 21 change agent seizing upon Vermont to be a UN fiefdom?
Oh, I don't even know what Agenda 21 is. You have to tell me what that is.
Well, you know, the global corporations control the IMF, the World Bank, the World Health Organization, the UN, our government, and they're using these international laws, a lot of them with, you know, well, nice-sounding names, to codify through local governments their agenda. And so that's what, and since I had a call about this in a few emails and faxes, I thought I'd raise it to you.
We are unconditionally opposed to, you know, the tyranny of globalization. And in terms of your reference to sustainability, sustainability in Vermont means small towns, small villages, small businesses, small farms, small schools. You know, back to the land, sense of community. Sense
yeah, you're saying Walmart. Walmart's killing our communities. I agree with you.
Oh yeah. I mean, Walmart is the antithesis of community of sustainability.
Yeah, I think what's happening is a lot of good conservative people now. They're seeing a lot of people who are middle of the road or libertarian or left waking up to this. And I know a lot of quote liberals out buying guns, waking up to the scams. You know, getting involved, figuring out both parties are corrupt.
Right.
And then a lot of conservatives see that and go, well, no, they're really part of the enemy. They're, you know, when people see that I'm having an effect and reaching out and actually waking people up, well, why is Alex able to do that? We all need to just secretly hide out, five of us in camo, and wait for the end of the world. No, we're engaged here, folks. We're trying to save our communities.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's enough ranting and raving for me. Just tell us about yourself and why you decided to do this, because I think overall it's very healthy.
Well, the two ideas underlying the Second Vermont Republic. We're concerned first and foremost about the loss of moral authority of the United States government. We think it's corrupt to the core. It has no soul. And second of all, the entire country, the United States of America, we feel is unsustainable, ungovernable, and unfixable. And when I say unsustainable, I mean economically, politically, socially, morally, environmentally, militarily.
Yeah, by using that buzzword that people misunderstood, you mean there's a giant hole in the bottom of the ship, it's going down.
So the question is, do you go down? The empire's going down. Do you want to go down with the Titanic, or do you want to consider other options while there's still options on the table? And the one that we're trying to educate people to make them aware of is that secession, contrary to what Lincoln told us 150 years ago, it is legal, it's constitutionally, and it's economically viable.
Well, the Declaration of Independence starts out with that.
Oh, absolutely.
It's our right, it's our duty to secede. It's in the state constitutions
right.
of all but, four western states that are really still just federal holdings. I mean, we're not slaves. We don't have to stay part of the District of Columbia. It's our job. I want states to secede, then have a new Continental Congress, and then reform a union if the states so choose. And I believe by joining together, we do get something good. But we have to first take it back from the feds who've gotten arrogant, who've gotten away with this for so long. And,
right.
folks, I've seen this so many times in businesses and companies and government. You get these arrogant people who think they can, that the sky's the limit, and pride goeth before a fall, folks. That's right when they fall. we really have a chance to do this. I mean, were you aware New Hampshire almost did it back in 2001?
I was not so aware of that. And more recently, you know, there's something called the New Hampshire Free State Project, where a group of people moved in, and they actually want to take over the government of New Hampshire and set up a kind of libertarian state. It's a bit different from what we have in mind, but...
tell us what you've got in mind. Tell us.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, our objective is, like you said in your introductory remarks, is we want to return Vermont to its status as an independent republic as it was back between 1777 and 1791.
And Vermont is one of the few states that has that identity like Texas does.
Right.
That we've been a country before, and that's why you guys have the lowest crime rate, some of the lowest taxes.
Right.
And you've got...
one of the least violent states. You mentioned gun control. I mean, we have virtually no gun control laws, and we have no death penalty, and we're still one of the least violent states in the country.
Exactly, exactly. Okay. Please continue.
Objective one is that, you know, we want to split, we want to leave the Union, and then objective two is we actually favor the peaceful dissolution of the empire. We realize that if there are quite a few other states out there doing the same thing, which there are about 25 states that have independence movements at the present time.
So does Canada, and it's very powerful. It's a majority in some western areas.
Right. As a matter of fact, it's the separatist movement in Quebec is now soaring as a result of the big scandal with the Liberal Party that was just... the report just came out night before last, and so the separatists are flying high once again in Quebec.
But that's how we want it. I mean, folks, we want free states to run to. We want every county being different. We want separation of powers, but the government acts like that's bad.
Yeah, I mean, secession is one of the few terms in which liberals and conservatives in this country can agree on. They both view it as anathema, that it's really bad because Lincoln... told us that, and the problem is that with people who call themselves conservatives who in the United States who would tend to favor decentralization, devolution, most American conservatives are such nationalists like Ronald Reagan and George Bush that their nationalism always trumps their tendency towards decentralization.
Well, let's be clear. America's gone. Let's stop playing games.
Right.
Let's stop joking about this.
Right.
We have been, and they even brag, we have been totally seized by international corporations using us as their slaves, as an engine for corrupt world empire. So
right,
America's
you
gone.
You got it right on the money. That is exactly our point of view. That's precisely where we are.
Well, that is the. It's not even our point of view. That's the facts.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree.
So I want to see states break up. I want to see it happen too later. I love America. I'm a nationalist. Reconstitute it.
Uh-huh.
The corporations are already getting rid of our borders. They're already merging America into their big global empire. See, they're going in the opposite direction. We need to fragment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I was talking about that liberals and conservatives both are opposed to secession. Maybe to comment on the liberal side of the equation, the problem with liberals, and we have a big problem with them in Vermont because about 60% of the people voted against Bush, and they call themselves progressives, and they support Congressman Bernie Sanders. And the progressives, in their heart of hearts, know that the only way to solve all of our problems is through the federal government. And so that's kind of what you're up against with liberals. And, I mean, they really don't get it, that it doesn't make any difference in the next election whether Condoleezza Rice or Hillary Clinton is the candidate. The results are going to be equally grim.
Because they're owned by the exact same people.
Right,
And liberals don't get it.
No, don't get it.
They vote for big government all day long,
right.
And all they're doing is giving corporations a bigger straw to suck our wealth out of us.
Yeah, yeah. I went to a fundraiser for Congressman Bernie Sanders a few weeks ago, and he's railing against the corruption in the U.S. Senate. And I mean, this is his style. Then after the speech, I said, Congressman, I agree that the U.S. Senate is corrupt to the core. But why are you running for the United States Senate? Why do you want to be a member of it? And you know, he didn't get it.
Stay there. This is an amazing interview, sir, and I want to take some calls if it's okay with you a little bit later. This is so important. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. We'll give out your organization's website as well. I'm ready. I'm ready for Texas to secede. I want it to happen.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel crisis. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Draft Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, the constitutional debates. All we are is an alliance. We're a group of countries together. You know, the United States. A state is a state of state powers. England is a state. A state just means a government and a people. And so we've gone so far in the other direction. We've got to secede. And then obviously there'll be agreements between our states and the neighboring state and with whatever central government's left. But we need to go into Washington, and I mean tear down the National Monument, tear down the Capitol, and you're on. What do you mean tear? It's all treasonous evil, folks. It's a giant Masonic devil base, basically, and has nothing to do with what this country's about. And we've got to, you know, talk in those type of extremes, because that's the only way we're going to change anything. I mean, the federal government controlled by these private interests isn't going to stop. They want to have forced drugging just because the drug companies lobby and want to force us to take their products of every school-age child in the country. That's new freedom. They're going to give us national ID cards and track everything we do and put toll roads on all the major roads and sell off the rights to the royal family of Spain. I mean, that's in Texas. I mean, there's no end to it. We're literally being bought and sold like slaves by this federal government. It's a criminal organization. We're going to take some calls coming up in the next segment for our guest at 1-800-259-9231, Reuben, Elias, and many others that are holding. But going back to Thomas H. Naylor, Thomas, how are you guys going about this? Because we know secession is popular. We know that people are angry and are upset, and I think this is a move that needs to start nationwide. This will finally get the attention of the parasites in Washington.
Yeah, well, we took a very big step forward last Friday, Alex. We had the first statewide convention on secession since May 20th, 1861, when North Carolina voted to secede and join the Confederacy back at that time. We had over 300 people come to our convention, and it was really a smashing success. It attracted a huge amount of media attention, both in Vermont and outside of the state. It was very invigorating, and just the symbolism of holding this meeting in the House chambers of the state house, people got the message. It was very powerful.
I tell you, this has been started a few other times before the Free State Project even existed. It almost happened in New Hampshire again back in 2001. Arizona could do it. I know Texans, they've done polls. The idea of seceding is popular, but it's like a novelty joke, especially because the media only gave attention to people. And if you don't like hearing this, folks, sorry, strutting around all announcing they were presidents and generals. There were dozens of generals and dozens of presidents and literal admirals because they owned a bass boat. Our founding fathers didn't do it that way. They set up a Congress with the elected individuals and leaders from the colonies. And then it wasn't until a year into the war that they even declared independence and that it was going to be a new nation.
Yeah. Well, that's just kind of where we're headed. What we need is to convince the legislature to call a statewide convention to consider one and only one issue, namely Articles of Secession. And we probably need to pass that by about a two-thirds vote, and then take that result to Washington to embassies around the world, you know, seeking recognition both by Washington, the other states, as well as foreign countries.
Well, there also needs to be a Declaration of Independence. I mean, that's what you need to go around and get the legislatures, the legislators to sign on, those that won't.
Yeah, and it was very gratifying that we actually had several legislators showed up at the convention, you know, even though it's not an official convention, but they were there, and a major gubernatorial candidate was there as well. It was quite gratifying.
Well, the program, though, I mean, can be systematically carried out. I mean, you just simply go in, poll the legislature, you bring forward your grievances, bring forward your Declaration of Independence, you know, why, what the king has done, what Washington has done,
right,
the powers and the legal investitures that are within the state constitution, as well as the federal constitution, Declaration of Independence, and then move forward with those articles and bring those articles forward to every member of the legislature and question them, and if they are not for it, then seek as a independence party, a secession party, a fight for independence, to remove them, put your own people in office, and then secede at that point, cutting off all federal purse strings, programs, and you're going to have a hue and cry. But once you explain to people that on average, for a dollar taken from the state, 30 cents is sent back with strings attached, with the average of the state program, 70-plus cents is sent back. Explain those statistics to people. I think they'll have it in the bag.
Yeah, I mean, that's essentially you've outlined more or less the process that we're going to follow. And we're kind of raising the stakes, challenging the governor, the lieutenant governor, the congressional delegation, asking, you know, where were they at the state convention? Why did they refuse to send a statement taking a position on Vermont.
Well, stay there. We're gonna fire your website on the other side and take some calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take a few calls and let him go. I really appreciate him spending time with us today. I got a few other news items I want to hit the last 10 minutes or so of the broadcast, so stay with us. We're carrying several new books on the online bookstore at Infowars.com. One of them that we just got in is Codex Magica, 624 pages long, over 1,000 photos, documents, and diagrams of world leaders and then their actual secret manuals on how they have a secret language. And that's what it is. You know, they taught the Secret Service 100-something years ago secret hand signs. That's all secret societies are, or are ancient intelligence agencies within mystical trappings, because that's what was believed in, you know, thousands of years ago. Universities were all underground and secret because of the incredible power of mathematics, all of this. Well, these same individuals have handed power down to their spoiled, rotten children, until we have this mega decadent evil today. And Codex Magica, folks, is a bombshell event. The thing weighs 2 pounds. It's like a phone book. And it's $35, and it's well worth it. It's like 4 or 5 books, but it's so easy to read. The chapters are all just, believe me, you can't put it down, and it's got so much knowledge. And then you will know the secret language. It'll be like learning German or French or something else, but it's just hand signs and symbols. You can learn it very quickly. This is something you need. And then you're not going to believe how you see this everywhere. Now you'll see them flashing signs on TV and talking to each other. It's nothing but an intelligence agency flashing battle code. You need to get Codex Magica right now. We have another book that is $19.95, and that's The Coming Battle. I read this about 6 years ago, 5 years ago, when it first came back into print. It's been out of print for over 100 years, and it was written back in 1898, and it's lost for 100 years, the book that tells the true story of how the banking money power gained control of America. And the incredible thing is, this was written in 1898, published in 1899, and then, of course, 13 years later, we got the Federal Reserve, and he goes off their own documents, their own public admissions, the National Banking Associations talking about how to enslave us and how to centralize the government, how to buy up the newspapers. I mean, this is all, the thing is, you read this, and it's everything that's happened. That's what makes this so powerful. It's like prophecy or something, but it's not, because the person writing it simply went over the facts. So it's called The Coming Battle, and I hope that you will get it. It's by M.W. Walbert, and it was republished by some great folks who are going to have on the show next week. I haven't interviewed them about 5 years about this book, but now that I'm really expanding my bookstore online and about to have a physical bookstore here in Austin, we're going to be carrying hundreds of titles. But we got 100 of these books in, and I hope you'll get The Coming Battle. While you're at it, get a Codex Magica and a Coming Battle. This is information you need to know to understand how this system really works. The toll-free number to get The Coming Battle or Codex Magica is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com to order any of the books, the videos, the specials we've got running right now. Any of the books on tape, t-shirts, it's all on Infowars.com. You can read chapters of the books online, sample chapters. You can read reviews. You can watch free video clips, lengthy clips of the films we offer. And they make great presents, great birthday presents, great Christmas presents, a great way to wake somebody up. So do it today. Go to Infowars.com. And never forget PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, all of my documentary films, a bunch of other films we've been authorized to post. A bunch of other ebooks we've been authorized to post. My weekly TV reports, so my Best of Austin winning TV show. It's won that Reader's Poll many, many years in a row. Best TV show, period, many times. Special text reports, all our best audio interviews here from the show. 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv. Monthly and yearly subscriptions. And we've been up for a year and a half now, and I want to thank all the members of prisonplanet.tv. But be sure and get The Coming Battle. Going back to our guest, who's just doing an amazing thing, moving towards secession for Vermont, and I would like to see that happen. I'd like to see the whole country adopt Vermont's rules and laws, which are more constitutional than any other state in the union that I've seen. I mean, they have concealed carry permit. It's the Second Amendment. You don't need a permit, and their crime rate's the lowest in the union. We talked about that earlier, but talking to Norman H. Naylor, heading up the Second Vermont Republic movement, because it's been a republic before. Mr. Naylor, tell us about the website and how folks get involved.
We have a couple of websites. One is VermontRepublic.org that has a great deal of information about the Second Vermont Republic, including membership information. And then we have a monthly newspaper called Vermont Commons. It has its own separate website. It's called vtcommons.org, and so I would invite your listeners to visit either or both of those websites. In October alone, interestingly enough, is evidence that this is being taken seriously around the country. We had over 10,000 unique visits to the website, and that was up from 1,900 the previous month.
Well, that's great. Give us those websites again.
That's VermontRepublic.org and VTCommons.org.
Now, you know full well, if you guys start becoming successful, which I believe you will be successful to some degree, perhaps even go in the distance with this, if you keep it up, you know they're going to try dirty tricks on you.
Well, we just don't like to think about that. I mean, people say, how would the White House respond? And I think it's safe to say they would not be very amused, whoever is occupying the White House. But we're cautiously optimistic that But part of what made...
Well, I mean, you're mainstream. Again, you're not strutting around declaring yourself supreme ruler of the galaxy in a camouflage outfit.
Right, and it's also kind of the absurdity of Vermont taking on the most powerful empire of all times, the USA. It's kind of classic David and Goliath that, sure, the federal government could snuff out Vermont, but, I mean, what would they do, burn all the sugar maples or try and destroy the black and white Holsteins? Imagine trying to enslave independent-minded Vermonters. And we take heart from the history of the Solidarity Movement over in Poland in the 1980s, which finally prevailed and drove out the communist regime in 89. And many people anticipated that the Soviet Union would intervene, and it never happened.
Well, that's because their own soldiers supported the Poles.
Yeah. I mean, and the Poles had a lot of good friends. I mean, around Europe, the United States, the Roman Catholic Church, and Vermont has a lot of good friends as well, we think, hopefully.
Well, I think it's very important, and I think as long as a bunch of idiots don't get involved, it'll be okay. You know, that's all we need in this is leadership. And, you know, a lot of times I know that the independence movement in Texas was headed off on purpose by a bunch of morons. And it was just sad to see that, because if any state can do it, it's Vermont or Texas.
Yeah, I heard that Texas, that the movements started kind of fighting amongst themselves. I hadn't followed it that
well,
closely.
I mean, you don't day one declare yourself president or declare yourself general and start strutting around with an entourage, driving around in limousines,
yeah,
and filing paperwork saying you own the Capitol. Give me $10 million.
See, we're actually the opposite. We don't even have any officers, and we have a very loose, informal kind of network. Work, and it's really a group of entrepreneurs kind of doing their own thing.
I mean, no, I know. But what I'm saying is we have clear evidence the feds on purpose, they had it off in Texas,
uh-huh,
did this on purpose.
Right. Uh-huh.
So uh-huh. It's agent provocateur business.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to love these people that shoot their mouths off all day about Alex doesn't call for violence, he's bad. But I hear them shooting their mouth off for 10 years, they never do it.
Yeah.
I mean, the feds would love violence, folks. You're right. If it's people out there milking their Holsteins and people out there, you know, getting their maple syrup and, you know, people out there hanging out with the tourists, people walking around with their guns, I mean, the feds couldn't move in. They got to stage some provocation.
Yeah, plus it just wouldn't play very well, you know, to snuff out. I mean, Vermont has no military bases. We have very few military contractors, no big cities, no big buildings. The only strategic resource we've got is an aging nuclear power plant. I mean, you know, what would they do with Vermont if they took it?
Well, they'll never get away with that. They'll just try to demonize it and move against it. Well, I commend you. Godspeed. Let's take a few calls here quickly. Let's go ahead and, who's up first? I always get my call list all screwed up. Reuben in Ohio. Reuben, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, some things never change. And when you read the Constitution, it's amazing how similar it is to today. It talks about fighting tyranny and King George, and the name George is mentioned so many times as the enemy. And I believe for some time now, like, all the senators are completely corrupt. I'm reading the Franklin cover-up right now. It's just amazing how corrupt the whole system of justice could be, from the sheriff to the governor to the judges and everything. But what would you guys do, economically, if you were to succeed?
Yeah, what would you do if you didn't have half your wealth being sucked off by international corporations?
Hopefully we would thrive. But see, many people don't realize that that of the 200 independent nation states in the world, 50 of them are actually smaller than tiny Vermont with our 620,000 population. Of the 10 richest countries in the world by per capita income, 5 of those are smaller than Vermont.
Oh, yeah, always. Teeny, independent, free market systems are dynamos.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, the Icelands, the Liechtensteins, Bermuda, Cayman Islands, these are all much smaller than Vermont, and they're in the top 5 in terms
of... And what are the globalists trying to do? They're trying to shut down all those safe harbors.
Yeah. And people say, well, it turns out for every dollar we pay to the feds, we get back about $1.13, $1.14. But But that's really a wash when you consider the number of unfunded and underfunded mandated programs.
Yeah, that's not true. I mean, maybe there's a few states, I didn't know it was about Vermont, that get more back than they pay. I know Louisiana's like that. What do you mean get more back than they pay?
Well, I mean,
they come in and pay for checks.
But see, I'm saying it's misleading.
But we don't want these services. These services are
wrong. Right. See, we're forced to pay for many of these underfunded and unfunded programs that are not included in that $1. And so if you take that into consideration, it's not a loss. And then, you know, some people worry about, well, what about the national debt? Would Vermont have to pay its share of that? Well, if you assume that the net worth of the United States is positive, that the total assets exceed the liabilities, which I'm prepared to argue.
Let me just stop you right there. That Federal Reserve System's a fraud. Its own founders admitted it was designed to get us in debt. We don't owe that.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is maybe Vermont should claim a rebate. In other words, if we have positive net worth, Vermont should claim part of the assets.
But the truth is we don't. We're basically bankrupt.
Well, there's also the Comprehensive Annual Finance Review. There's an article in the American Free Press about it. There's money hidden all over this country.
Well, yeah, what cities and counties and water districts do is they have their budget, which is their public books, what they decide to spend, and they have all their investments, which normally is two or three times bigger than their total budget.
Yeah. I was kind of amused by the gold advertisement early on your show, Alex. One of the ways we like to express it is that every time George Bush opens his mouth, we recruit more members and the price of gold goes up, and the two are not unrelated.
Well, that's true. Thanks, Ruben. Elias in Michigan. You're on the air with our guest.
Our guest. Hi.
Yeah, do me a favor. Turn your radio off.
Yeah, it is off. Okay, it's off. Yeah, Mr. Naylor. Hi.
Yes, hi.
Yeah. How would you go about doing that in another state, for instance, Michigan?
Oh, the reasons why Vermont...
I mean, how would we go about trying to do such a thing, you know, trying to organize such a...
Exactly the same way we've been doing. I mean, the reasons why Vermont wants to secede are absolutely not unique to Vermont.
Yes, sir. You just start your own political party.
Well, I don't know. I was just wondering how it could be done.
Well, I'm telling you.
We've actually received some letters and phone calls from people in Michigan last year who were strongly interested in starting something.
Look,
it's serious. There's a group up there.
It's serious, sir. You just go out and recruit like-minded people.
Yeah. Michigan was a rebel state, of course. I mean, a rebel against the Fed, you know. But you got a problem. Even if you did accomplish such a thing in your wildest imagination, what would you do about the big power that's got us into this pickle, you might say, what's going on now? And that, of course, is corporate power.
Well,
what would you do about it?
Elias, let me comment on that. We address that corporate power. We point out where bad corporations are abusing and colluding and engaging in racketeering. And we have the country or the counties within the country of Vermont indict those individuals if they're engaging in criminal activity. We start enforcing the laws that we have codified in the common law against these individuals. But instead of always talking about how in our wildest dreams if this happened, as long as we say it's in our wildest dreams, it's never going to happen. You know, in our wildest dreams, if we go to the New World, in our wildest dreams, if we invent a car that isn't pulled by horses, in our wildest dreams, if we, you know, I can be in a studio here on a main street in Austin, Texas, talking, you know, to Minnesota satellite uplinks, you're listening off however you're listening. You know, sir, we really can do this. This is popular. And so just the mere fact that you're interested in this, that you have this idea, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles does start with a single step. Thanks for the call, Elias. Comments on what he was just asking there?
Uh-huh.
Do you have any comments on it?
Yeah, well, he mentioned big corporations. Take Walmart, for example. So long as Vermont, we were the last state to get a Walmart. We kept them at bay for about 10 years. We now have 4 and about to get 7 more. But our hands are tied to try and keep them out or to rein them in so long as we're part of the United States. But if we split from the United States, we can say to Walmart, you know, cease and desist, or we can say, you know, we're going to have a nice special tax just for Walmart so that you cover the cost that you're imposing on our community.
Because Walmart really is, of the 100 biggest economies, 44 of them are companies, and Walmart is the biggest of that. It is actually a country that makes all of its suppliers.
Walmart is the great Satan of corporate America.
Well, I mean, let's boil this down why they are. They're not free market. It's a monopoly. They use Chinese slave goods mainly, and they were the first to really get this going, to leverage out their competition. They demand that all their suppliers sell to them at under their cost. And people go, well, why do they sell to them at that price? Because they then pass that on to everybody else. They use Walmart as the expense of building out their factory line. Walmart is already 36%, was 34 last year, now it's 36% of total world sales. And when they come in, it's a domino. They create a blight everywhere they are.
Oh, absolutely.
Then they move into that blight corridor they've created, just like a wedge move, you know, busting open somebody's...
Very obvious in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, where there was a Walmart in New Hampshire across the river, and it did exactly what you described.
Yeah, it's devastating.
Yeah. But Walmart's going to get its comeuppances. The cheap oil end game is going to take them out.
Well, they are a very evil organization. There's, you know, they've got the FBI up there basically runs their data center up in Arkansas.
Yeah, they're incredibly powerful.
Well, they're basically merged. You know, it was Walmart, the Defense Department, that ordered all manufacturers of all products 2 years ago to put RFID in their products.
Well, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, and it was Walmart that finally forced the adoption in 1986 of the Universal Product Code.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a government.
I can believe it.
It's a government front, always has been, just like Microsoft's government front. Stay there, sir. Final segment, we'll jam in Kevin and Alex, and that'll be it for calls. Stay with us. Transmission continues.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The final segment. We'll be back tomorrow. 11 to 2 during the day, and of course at night, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. And let's real fast go to two final calls for our guest who's trying to get sovereignty for Vermont away from the corporation that took over America and destroyed it. Kevin and Mash, and then Alex and Mash. Kevin, go ahead.
Good day, Mr. Jones. Good day, Mr. Naylor. Thank you for taking my call. I live and work in Massachusetts, but my wife and I recently bought a new home in Vermont. And although my questions are a little bit specific to my situation, I think it would be an interesting way to examine how secession might work in a situation. Could I change my residency to Vermont, pay my taxes in Mass for working as a non-resident? Would I be able to be accepted to vote in Vermont?
Exactly. Then you'd be a first-class citizen like all the illegal aliens, and that's a great idea.
I don't see why not. Yeah. I can't see any reason why you couldn't become a citizen. You ought to come on up.
And then you'd have more rights as a non-U.S. citizen.
And certainly I would prefer to, given my druthers, to choose the rights that I would have as a Vermont citizen compared to the rights I have as a Massachusetts citizen.
Yeah, well, welcome to the club. Come, yeah. You should have been at our convention last week.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Would someone like, I would not be viewed as an outsider by your organization.
You can also,
actually, we have quite a few members from Massachusetts, from all over New England.
You could also make it like Switzerland,
mm-hmm.
and you could have a safe banking system there, because Switzerland isn't safe anymore.
Yeah, Switzerland is probably my favorite country. It's had a lot of influence on our thinking.
Well, that's what the prior caller asked about. What would industry could you have? By just doing business in an honest fashion, I think you would find, for instance, banking and things like that would be, you could talk about the Cayman Islands and things as safe haven.
And then no multi-jurisdictional task force goons busting down doors. We're out of time, Kevin. Thanks for the great points.
Thanks.
Let's talk to Alex at Mass. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, I'm just really excited to hear this, and I'm also thinking about going up to Vermont and having real freedom.
Yeah, come check us out.
Yeah, it's definitely really hard. I'm doing as much as I can telling people about the evil that is corrupting America, and that I'm not just some crazy liberal or whatever kind of label that people want to give me.
Well, Mass is one of the worst. I mean, they even have the income tax inspections of your house and how many pairs of socks you get every year with some bureaucrat poking around your house. I would never live there.
It's a price for our standard of living.
Yeah, we had quite a few people from Massachusetts at the convention last week. And,
well, obviously, I mean, two calls in a row from Mass, because they want to escape to Vermont.
Yeah, so we've actually got members in 20 different states, Alex.
Yeah, well, I live right next to the bridge in Concord, so we've got plenty of minds that are in that mindset, but I don't think they have all the facts. Yeah, because their alternative media is not large enough. So.
Yeah. Have a look at our website and consider joining.
All right. We're out of time. Thank you for the call, Alex. And thank you, sir, for coming on. Our guest, Thomas H. Naylor.
It's really a pleasure, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you for coming on. We'll look forward to having you on as this progresses.
I hope so.
Take care.
Bye.
We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. You got to think big, okay? You got to go for the gusto, as they say in the cheesy beer commercial. But it's true. I mean, this is how our country was founded. And believe me, it isn't America running America anymore. So I want to secede and then have a union with those states. I want to get America back, and this is one of the only ways to do it. I've thought about this a lot. Christian Science Monitor and others are reporting that Alito is pro-abortion, very conservative. And here are the type of headlines I've got. Flu threatens, threats could restrict U.S. travel. Newsmax, just total martial law, just in your face. Bush openly says he wants the $6+ billion to pay for this martial law. And experts dismiss scare over bird flu, Gainesville Sun. Here's another one. Is President Bush hyping the avian flu? Of course he is. Flu doctors should be given police guards. All these reasons for martial law. Reason after reason after reason. There's always a new reason. Folks, we know who's behind all this. It's the corrupt globalists. Now get out there and take them on. God bless you all. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Introduce